Hello, Luke.
So the pandemic is really a pandemic, and all those things that that people point to and say, ah, now the elites profit from this. Well, it doesn't mean that that they created a pandemic. I mean, not necessarily. Still could be somehow that that somebody created this virus, but I have no real indication that that's the case. And everything that points in this direction, in my view, is rather really a Ablenkung. What's the English word? Decoy. So we have to really understand what the nature of a pandemic is and then act accordingly. What the nature of diseases actually is generally. We certainly know from our fabulous basement teamwork that, and I mean LaRouche worked before also in that direction, that nature always evolves, the universe always evolves, the lithosphere and the biosphere they always develop towards higher energy flux densities. Look what Vernadsky said about that, you certainly remember. And we humans can decide if we want to evolve faster or not. We have to, there's a so-called, so to speak, minimal baseline what we have to evolve towards. And if we don't evolve in this, if we evolve under that minimal baseline, well, then collapses happen. Because what does that mean, the minimal baseline? It means that the biosphere is, so to speak, more advanced than we are. And what does that mean? Well, it has many facets. One, for example, is that the antibiotics, they also start. They have already started many decades ago to decrease in their effectiveness. So this is known throughout the world, but still the paradigm of neoliberalism takes hold, and there's way not enough money being invested into research for finding new antibiotics or even totally new approaches to getting rid of different all kinds of diseases. So now we have to sell it, as they say in German. Sure, I'm sure there's no English expression for that, but now we have the mess. Now we have allowed the destruction of our system for so long, and now we are really forced to really develop, cooperate, become rational, and do what the universe, do what God demands of us, which is develop. And what does that mean? You certainly know. Lin has really made it clear. It means the increase of energy flux density and technology. It means development of economy for the sake of increasing the potential relative population density. If we do, then we are out of the crisis. And if we do it right, never a pandemic will break out on Earth again, because we have even the capacity to forecast, right? LaRouche made forecasts about economy, but economy is is really a field of physical science. So we can forecast in every field of reality if we understand the laws that govern this field. So if we understand enough about biology, about viruses and so on, we can do forecasts and kill the viruses before they break out. Sounds great, doesn't it? So and currently we have a big problem because multifaceted again, this problem. Many people, especially in the Western world, they don't believe the elites anymore. So they say, they just screw us again, and now they want to lock us in for no reason, because I don't know anybody who's sick, they said half a year ago. Now many people know people who are sick, but they still say, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. But do we really have to wait until it becomes that bad, that, let's say, people drop dead in the streets? I saw something in Ecuador already in the beginning of the pandemic, which could be real, considering how weak the Ecuadorian health system is. So the thing with pandemics certainly is they evolve exponentially. So today we have one infected, in a week we have 10 infected, a week later we have 100 infected, and then 10,000, and then so on and so on. So and after a year we have 100 million infected and so on, right? But it's not only that they are infected, it's also that the virus itself evolves even more, mutates, and now we even have mutations that are like four or five different kinds, and at least one of them I heard is both more virulent, more infectious, and shows signs for that the vaccination doesn't work against the virus. So that's really bad. What if this virus goes throughout the whole world, and the vaccinations that we developed don't work for that anymore, right? Then we are in the beginning again. If we're lucky, if this is not something that we even cannot vaccinate anymore. Could be, you know, nature is really creative. But we have to be more creative, that's the thing. So we really have to take the pandemic serious. And I totally agree with you that it's not a good idea that the government locks us in and that's it, because that's not effective and destroys the economy and people go hungry and shops close and so on. That's certainly not effective. But we have to do something else. We really have to solve the crisis, and it is big crisis. And I only have started to describe it. There's much. Yeah, I think I have given the most important points here, and your fantasy can fill out the rest. But I mean, I could talk for much longer, and we could develop that in a phone call if you like.